You guys ready to jump into another live song?
Sure. Yeah. What's it
gonna be? What do you have? What do you have for us next?
We're gonna do a song called Trainwreck. This is probably the oldest Ann Lynn song we have, and we are keeping it alive as long as we can. I wrote this like 4 years ago or something, and that's how it is.
All right, cool. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Ann Lynn. Where can people get Anlin music?
We're on iTunes now, and that's the cool new thing to do. So, if you go to iTunes, just look up Anlin. And
is it one word or two?
It's two words. It's both. We just.
Well, I noticed it looks like one word on the EP, but yeah. It's two pretty much everywhere else I see it.
Yeah, that we just make it both so that we're cool.
So that's where they can download songs from iTunes, but the EP itself is also for sale.
The EP, please buy it if you want to support us. We sell it on our MySpace, which is pretty much our website. We're going to have a website up pretty soon. Our friend Josh Talbot is doing that.
So for now, it's MySpace slash
Anlin. For now, you just go to MySpace slash Anlin, and on the left side, we're totally just selling a bunch of crap. So don't get annoyed with that. We need to sell stuff. But you can buy our EP on there, or you can just go to popvoxmusic.com, which is who made our EP, and you can buy it there. And then iTunes, and come see us live, and we'll sell it to you.
And what does Anlin mean as a band name?
Anlin is actually my parents' middle names, Ann and Lynn. And I hope that doesn't sound cheesy. It has a lot of meaning to us, and I just kind of came up with it when I started, writing some acoustic songs. I like the idea of having a name like Anlin, or having a name other than mine.
Do people ever confuse the band with female solo artists or something?
We'll get messages.
Do you
like
that?
Hi,
I mean, it's kind of neat.
Or she rocks or something.
Right?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It's like cool to be a girl.
Well, it must be cool to like sort of pleasantly surprise people.
I think we've been booked at a few venues and I think they see four dudes come walking in and they're like, oh, okay.
Not
a little different
dude
than we thought.
Yeah.
So that's another reference to family. There seems to be a lot of references to family throughout your music.
Yeah.
And tell me about that in terms of writing songs. Is there a common theme you find you keep coming back to when you write a new song?
Yeah, I do. I can't help it, actually. I don't really know if I can explain it too well. It's like a lot of nostalgia and just, writing about nostalgic stuff that just
sort of like early experiences in your childhood.
Yeah, like usually
affected you.
I don't want to sound all emo or anything, but if that's what it is, whatever, because that's just how we write songs. But like when I'm down or when something's going on, you get like this inspiration in that, and that's usually when I write a song and just write something that's either like pissed off or just making a point, or just wondering about stuff, just feeling weird and writing friggin' poetry that's just totally random. And it's just really powerful to me. I don't know how else to explain it, but that's kind of how we always end up writing songs. And the family thing just kind of, like, I have a family now. I have a wife and kids, and that just took over my life, and I'm just, like, more passionate about that than anything. So that incorporates itself into my music because, hopefully I'm just writing from my heart. And so I want to sing about, like, family and, like, faith, because those are the two most important things in me. So,
Do you think your fans respond to the lyrics or to the music or to both? What do you get the most of when people comment on your sound?
I think both. Somebody else take this one.
I responded to both. I've always enjoyed Josh's songwriting. When we were in college together, we played where we did this little acoustic show that Josh played with our friend Derek, and I opened it up just mostly because I wanted to be a part of the scene that they were a part of, not the scene, but I mean that scene. and I think it starts with the music. You get hooked by these little melodies in the music and whatnot, and then you start reading Josh's lyrics and realize that he's actually talking about things that are important. And then from that point, that's how you get looped in.
Yeah, it's like we all reached a period where we realized that we were like passionate about just things that were real, and like we just started being totally honest and finding other people that were just deep. Like, I don't know how else to say it, but like around the time me and Derek went to college, and we just were all depressed, and as cliche as that sounds, it was like just an amazing time because we met people like Tim, and we just like poured our hearts out to each other, and all of a sudden music was the most inspirational thing, and we never experienced it that much. Like, we would sit around and play songs for each other, and and just be totally touched by it. And like, people can see that as being cheesy, but it doesn't matter because it's powerful, you know. And
well, it's a huge advantage to be able to express yourself musically. Exactly. I mean, it's a cliche because everybody gets depressed in college, but not everybody can express themselves musically or some other art form. So when you have those skills and you can turn it into music, that's really an advantage. Otherwise, you just go insane, I guess.
Exactly. That's how we look at it, too. So.
Well, I want to play another track from the CD and then come back and get another live tune out of you before we run out of time. So this one is called Everyone Ruins It. And again, this is from the What Love's Meant to Be EP by Ann Lynn, who's my guest right now on Is Good on killradio.org.
What's your favorite line in that old movie? Well, I can tell you mine. He says he's leaving. No one's supposed to know.
Back on Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Ann Lynn. And before we run out of time, I want to make sure I get at least one more song out of you. Hold on, they found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
They're coming.
This is one of the joys of recording shows in the Kill Radio studio on the median strip of the 405. What do you have up for us next?
We're going to do another old one that's normally acoustic. It's called Pondering, and we are all going to play on it. And that's about it. It's about pondering.
Okay, don't let me forget when you're done with the song to ask you where you guys are playing next.
All right.
All right. You're listening to Ann Lynn on Is Good, killradio.org.
Oh,
I take promises that come to me for free. I like to juggle them in pairs. I read my Bible and I'm often on my knees. I'd rather ponder what's not there. Sometimes I articulate what's going through my brain. Separate the truth from the fear. Fear of an earthquake and I'll finally collapse. Fear to have a means to an end. She said she'll follow me anywhere I go. But what if I never go anywhere at all? Well, I had a system and I swore it'd keep me safe. Safe with the Bible and a pack of cigarettes. Her lipstick seemed a few shades lighter than before. I like it better when there's none. Well, I had a dream last night about a girl I used to know. She had some problems of her own. And my best friend loved her and he'd love to make her bleed. I'd try to hide her but she'd always go running back to him. Just like me, she runs away from home, right into the arms of sin, run into her sin. And she feels good. You know it feels good. You know, it makes us feel good. No, it does.
Okay, first off, Steve, what were you playing there?
That was a juice harp.
Okay, and what other instruments do you play altogether? Do you include that as one of the instruments
that
you play?
With this band or just in general?
Both.
With this band, I play keys a little bit, guitar. Actually, Matt and I play drums a little bit together on one song. And so I'm not a piano player at all, but I just make
but
it up.
Really
I make it up with these guys, so it's fun.
Cool.
We all kind of switch around, which is kind of fun when we're playing live. Makes it interesting.
Do you guys spend a lot of time together, like rehearsing? And are you the kind of... like workhorse kind of band where you just keep rehearsing until you get it right, or are you guys a little more laid back about it?
We don't get to practice barely at all.
Because you don't all live in the same town right now.
Yeah,
huh?
And we all like work and we all don't have money, and so like now that Matt moved, we practice in Riverside just before a show and just get a set down, and we just wish we could spend more time writing songs, but anytime we get together it's because we have a show, so we just rehearse, I guess.
We try to get together, though. I mean, just as friends, because first off, that's really what we are. I mean, even last night, we had a big barbecue, just us and our wives, you know, for Matt's birthday. But I think first and foremost, we're all friends, and we would never let the band get between any of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Cool. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
So, where are you playing next?
We're playing at Soul Art Gallery with Slings on September 16th. Slings is back in business, so
right on. One of them just got married too, I think.
Yeah. Both two of them, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Slings was a guest on this show back in March, yeah. And if anybody's listening wants to hear their interview, it's available at myspace.com/thisisgood, and this interview will be available there as well, myspace/thisisgood, in a few hours when I get a chance to upload it. So if you're listening live, anyone hear it again? Tell a friend. So you have that coming up. What is the future of Ann Lynn then? You guys have the obligatory EP, you guys have your band set, you know who's in the band, who's staying. What are you going to do next? Is it just try to get as many gigs as you can, get the word out there?
Yeah, I think
pursue shows as much as possible, and then try to make as many friends as we can, and maybe end up finding a label somewhere down the road and go from there, I guess. Definitely sticking with it and try to, as much free time as we can put together, we'll do so.
And Josh, are you on your way down to LA? Are you going to move here? Bring the family down?
We kind of talked about it. We're stuck in Big Bear right now. Mm. But we talk about it a lot. Like if things start moving, my wife might finish school right now. I might do that eventually too. And then we might move closer. So it's kind of, in my hopes, I guess.
Well, good. Well, LA could use some more Anlin, I think. So I can see you guys play all the venues out here. Awesome. Without a doubt.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming in. We'll end the show with another track from the CD, I guess. Just play the last one. The first one? Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, Cowards of the Rage. Good. All right, that's it. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip home.
Thanks for having us.
My guest has been Ann Lynn. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. You can download this interview in a little bit from myspace.com/thisisgood.